Nemeus and the Daphne, I'm Igamar Breathless Daphne. Hey, so Igamar is dealing a lot with dreams and the powers of dreams and the interpretation of dreams. And on Amid Beis, it has a comment where it says, Amar Rifuna, that Rifuna says, Li Adam Tov in Maran Lo Chalom Tov. A good person is never shown a good dream. Ula Adam Ra, and a bad person in Maran Lo Chalom Ra. He's never shown a bad dream. And the Rashi is Masbir, Rashi explains that line saying, the reason a good person is never shown a chalom tov is lies kedisha yidayig v'lo yichtev v'sheyachap alat atmona, right? In order that the person will constantly, you know, be worried that, oh no, maybe I'm not doing enough, maybe I need to do teshuva, why have I not been shown a good dream, and it will keep him on the straight and narrow and keep him good, and you know, he'll constantly be doing teshuva and improving himself. And the Adam Ras explains Rashi, why should he get, right, he never sees a bad dream. Because we want kedei l'samchal sheyachal alamo, we want to, you know, kind of make him happy so that he'll use up his schar, that he'll get a little bit of the schar that he does deserve in this world, with the hana, with the geshmak that he gets in having such a good dream. There's like, oh, I dreamed that I was king of the world. I dreamed that I was the best. I dreamed that I was flying. All those little small, you know, micro hanas will add up and take away from his schar that he might have earned. Okay, and the Gemara continues. Tani Nami Achi, we also learned in the Brisa, Kol Shnosu Shal David Lo Ra'a Chalom Tov, that all the years of David Melch, he never saw a good dream, because he was such a tzaddik, right? We don't want the tzaddik to see good dreams. Kol Shnosu Shal Achi Tofel Lo Ra'a Chalom Ra'a, and all the days of Achi Tofel, who we know, although he was a wise man, right? He's one of the people who has no chilek on Haba, right? So he never saw a bad dream, so that he can use up whatever schar he could in this world. And that's kind of a proof to this comment that good people don't have good dreams and bad people don't have bad dreams. So in Ravitcher Meyer Morgenstern, She'eris Yaakov on Brachos, he starts off with a question that the Marsha asks, actually. The Marsha's question is, what do you mean? Who do we know? Who's our template for dreams? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik had good dreams. He was a tzadik and he had good dreams, so it seems to go exactly against this. Right? And he said, and furthermore, we have the Gemara says, Shmuel, ki havechazi chama bisha amar v'chalom moshev yidabirun. Right, when Shmuel would see a bad dream, he would say, you know, it's false. V'ki chazi chama tova, he would say, v'chalom moshev yidabirun. V'chsev chalom adabar bo, that Hashem's speaking to me through my dream. Right, so we see that by a tzaddik, even like Shmuel, another raya, you know, that he's had chalom tovs, because he knew how to differentiate between the chama tova and the chama bisha. So it seems like that statement of the Gemara, that good people never have good dreams, is just patently false. So the Marsha gives his own answer, but Rav Itcher Meyer says something very, very beautiful. And he says, Alderch Pnimius, what's the dream of a tzaddik and what's the dream of Rasha? He says, tzaddikim's dreams are good in their Pnimius, and in their chitonius they're not good. And he says, and that's really, because that's the metzias of a tzaddik in this world. That in this world it seems like Olam Hazeh, right, is not good for the tzaddik. We know they have all sorts of nisyonos and hastaros, and they can't properly be mistavik to the Ribbono Shel Olam because there's the hastara of this world. And that's what the Medrash says famously, Chazal say that Bikish Yaakov l'shav v'shalva, Yaakov just wanted to live in shalva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, says, you know, Hashem doesn't give to tzaddikim what they're going to get in the next world and this world. So that's what it means, that in the Pnimius, right, of Olam Hazeh, this place is a good place for tzaddikim, because they could do, you know, one more mitzvah, one more good deed, one more tefillah, one act of tshuva, right? And all their mice and tovim will gain them more and more schar. But on a chitzonius level, this world is very bad. So too on the dreams. The tzaddikim in their dreams, the chitzonius of their dreams, the externality of their dreams, the superficial way of looking at their dreams, the shitchius, is gonna be bad, but deep down the pnimius is gonna be good. Right? He says in Vilharaya, Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik, his dream, we know the pnimius. We know, right, we know that ultimately, right, what did he say? He said, oh, Kim Chash Volatova, Hashem sent me down here for a good reason, and that's what it all stems from, the dreams, and the pnimius of the dreams was that the brothers should bow to him. You know, that's in pnimius, it was a big yisod. In chitonius, Yosef, that's how he didn't want his brothers to bow to him. He wasn't looking for a cover to this world. He wasn't looking for the glory of it. In fact, that very dream caused all sorts of sinna and kinna against him that, you know, no one would want. So really, in the chitzonius, that dream was bad. But in the pnimius, it was good, right? Because it brought him down to Mitzrayim and it led to everything. And ultimately, his brothers bound him was not, you know, oh, look, Yosef now shtachtem showed kavod. He was able to bring, you know, salvation to all of the Bnei Yaakov through his position, right? And that's, so we see, like, you know, that example is a great example of where a bad dream and a good dream, sorry, where a bad dream on the surface level could be a good dream deep down. And that's why, because tzaddikim, this whole world to them is like, you know, is bad on the surface level, but deep down it's very good. And that's also, you know, David HaMelech specifically, and then Rav Shemayah here goes a little bit more Kabbalistic, and I'll try to be Mefarish. He says David HaMelech is the Merkava, he's the chariot, he represents the aspect of Malchus. Right, David HaMelech. Malchus, being one of the spheres of Ribono Shel Olam, is considered the most chitzoni of the spheres. Right, so his dreams were super, super chitzonius related, so therefore, what did we say? We say that statement from the Bresa that David HaMelech never had a good dream. Because he only was osik in the chitzonius. The whole job of Malchus is to be metak in the chitzonius, is, that's why it's the most physical, if you could say such a thing, of the spheres. It's the most lowly, it's the most earthly, and it's the one that we have the most shaykhus to, being physical beings. So Malchus, which is what Yosef, what David represents, is super chitzonius. So that's why David HaMelech never had a good dream. Right? But Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik. Tzadik's reference to the Midah of Yisod. Yisod is like the pnimius, more so, especially in relation to the Malchus. So since it's the pnimius of Malchus, so, you know, there it's already a little bit nikar, a little bit more the tov in Yosef HaTzadik's dream. And he even connects it beautifully, as he is wont to do, Rav Shemayah, that he says, and that's why the Amora Shmuel, who was called this, you know, to, because he was the sheikhus to Shmuel Hanavi. So Shmuel Hanavi was Shalku Kamosha Ba'aram, you know, like we discussed, right? Moshe Ba'aram Bakon Abu Shmuel Bakari Shemo. Gemara says that Shmuel Bedoro was like Moshe Ba'aram Bedoro. So Shmuel, right, he was this Navi, and he comes from Moshe and Aaron. He comes from those two aspects, which are Chachma and Bina. Moshe is Chachma, Aaron is Bina. Or you can say Chesed Gvura, or you can say Netzach and Hod. It's the same thing for this discussion. And those two things are the Chitonius and the Pnimius. Meaning, he was both aspects of the Netzach and the Hod. He was Misnabe from both sides. So, both the Chitonius side and the Pnimius side. So that's why Shmuel is the one who teaches us the statement. Look, when you have a good dream, meaning when you have a dream that's tapping into this, you know, this is the pasuk you should say. When you have a bad dream, this is the pasuk you should say. Meaning he shares to both worlds of dreams, both of the Chitonius and the Pnimius. So that's why it's a beautiful tight in the whole thing of specifically why David and how it relates to Yosef and Shmuel's statement. But right by the Rishayim, we say, and Rav Shmuel closes off and he says, by the Rishayim, we say the opposite, right? That we want them to, you know, eat up all their schar in this world, right? So he explains in the same Derech of Pnimius that this world is good on the surface level for the tzaddikim. Look, they're getting rewards, they have kavod, they're in charge of things, they're, you know, have all the power, they're making the big moves. But in Pnimius, they're just, you know, digging their own grave, and they're just, they're, you know, pushing themselves further and further into Gehenna, or into, you know, even worse, and they're just messing themselves up. So it's the same Indian that, you know, we say, oh, that's the Rishayim, it's bad for them, and it's good, their dreams are good. Yeah, that's only on the Chitoni level, because the dream is Chitoni, but in the previous dream, it's very, very bad. And that's when he closes, and that's how the Gemara is, you know, Masik, that, when, in this whole discussion, that says, that, you know, one could say that the tzaddik himself doesn't see bad dreams, but others see bad dreams about the tzaddik, right? Because the concept of others seeing dreams about the tzaddik, that's like a hizraya, that it means it's the chitonius, right? That it's only others, it's coming from an outside place, the bad dreams about the tzaddik. Because really, in the primus, it's good. The tzaddikim themselves, they dream, you know, good dreams, but they forget them, because that's the concept of the dream good dreams. Meaning, because the premius, it's all good. But on the external level, they're not, you know, it's not, it can't be misgala to the tzaddik. It can't be revealed to the tzaddik, because otherwise, you know, that wouldn't accomplish its purpose. So therefore, it remains hidden, and it's not misgala. So they forget the dreams.